Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and thanks for joining me for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It is Friday, and I sure am excited about what's going to be taking place at Sugar Hill Church Sunday morning. We'll be in week two of the invitation, how we act in a new world with a new culture and better results. That's really what we're trying to tackle, and I believe Billy Graham was right. Way back when he was first starting his ministry, he went into a city, and one guy got really bent out of shape, and he said, "Dr. Graham, you have set the church back 200 years. Well, Billy Graham looked at him and said, "I'm so sorry. I meant to set it back 2,000 years. In some ways, that's what this whole week has been about. How do we take the book of Acts and learn how to act the way Jesus called us to act? So to do that, we've got to learn how to manage some change. In the book of Daniel, chapter 2, beginning in verse 20, we read the scriptures that say, "Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. He changes times and seasons. He deposes kings and raises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning." You know, change can make us uncomfortable and uncertain about our future. And if we ignore change, we can lose our opportunity to influence the process. If we embrace change, if we treat it as a friend who wants to help instead of a foe who wants to hurt, then the reality of change requires a spirit-led response, not a naive dismissal. Change can manage us, or we can manage change. In the same way, I learn to adjust to my body's ongoing issues so I grow and how to make the best of life's ever-evolving events. Now, Daniel experienced the radical transition of moving into a new country with its unique culture and demands of godlike loyalty to its king. Daniel was a dude. He was a person of prayer and of principle. And so as a result, he wouldn't worship anyone but his one and only sovereign king, the Lord God. He didn't cower under the pressure to compromise these convictions that he had. He was able to manage change by rejecting expectations of political and of religious expediency. You see, conversely, he challenged the status quo by offering dietary options that yielded far better outcomes. Managing change requires courage, doesn't it? To be the person in your office, to be the person in your church, to be the person on your team, the person in your school, the person in your family, you know, to be that person that has the courage to step up and truly make a difference, that's a different kind of person. Are you that person? Because I believe Christ is calling all of us to be that person. Somebody that would challenge the status quo and offer a better alternative. In the New Testament, Paul writes in Philippians chapter 1, verse 20, he says, "I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death." You see, what change do you face that requires great faith ahead of you? It's a relationship, it's a job, it's a move, it's a downsize. What are you facing? You might feel your body has betrayed you. I mean, I feel that way in trying to exercise more, to move more. It feels like my body's saying, "Don't do it." But what if we were to ask the Lord for wisdom and how to leverage these new physical limitations for his purposes? How would the people we work with, how could we make sure and be the change that we want this world to become? Well, by God's grace, we can be that person. We can do our best and trust the Lord with the rest. We can be a problem solver, not a chronic complainer. Perhaps a relationship has gone rogue in your life and you feel alone. Well, use this season of singleness as an opportunity for solitude with Christ the Savior. Managing change takes a magnitude of wisdom and discernment from God himself. And all wisdom comes from on high. We don't possess it naturally at all. God is unchanging. He's a rock of reassurance. And he is the only thing that remains stable in this constantly changing world. Like the weather can be sunny one day, cloudy another, life, just like that, has its dramatic opportunities and occurrences that things can fall apart in a heartbeat, can't they? So as a result, we're wise to let life's drama draw us closer to Jesus. You see, Our dependable Jesus wants us to go deeper with him. He is especially near when we face the pressure to compromise our beliefs for the accommodation of an unjust authority. Prayerfully, we need to manage change so it doesn't change and manage us. How do I know that? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. If you're looking for something to anchor to, you're looking for a rock of stability, then decide you're going to start your day, end your day, and live your day in the presence and the power of Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I look forward to seeing you Sunday. Make sure you join us live at 9:30 or 11 at Sugar Hill Church. And if you're not in our area, join us live. You can watch it on Facebook. Just look at our page, Sugar Hill Church, or go to live.sugarhill.church. We'd love to have you join us online as well. God bless you. See you soon.